Well, here on WCBS, we like to bring you stories of people who have found creative ways to make money. So let's talk to a guy who sells something no one in their right mind would ever buy. Joining us now on WCBS is Justin Genack. Justin, from the nasty, smelly piles on the streets of New York City, right to your customers' living rooms, something like that?
Yeah, sounds about right, yeah.
How would you describe what it is that you sell?
Well, I package and sell New York City garbage. So I go around late at night and I pick it up off the streets, just off the sidewalks in the street, and I bring it home to my apartment. I put it in this small plexiglass cube. I put a label on it. On the front it says Garbage of New York City, and then I seal it up so it doesn't smell, put a sticker on with the date the garbage was picked, and then sign and number each one.
And how long have you been doing this?
Well, this past Sunday was the 10-year anniversary. So I've been doing it for 10 years now, and I've sold over 1,300 cubes to over 30 countries around the world.
Wow. Well, dare I ask how you got this idea?
Well, I had a summer internship my junior year of college, and one day we were talking about the importance of package design, and someone said that packaging didn't matter, and I thought that was ridiculous. So I figured the only way to prove them wrong would be to package something that nobody in their right mind would ever want to buy, and if I could convince somebody to buy it, I knew my design was successful. So we were staring down into Times Square and figured, oh, yeah, garbage. Obviously, nobody wants it. So let me see what I can do to make it appealing and see if I can sell it.
Well, obviously you can. Have you asked people why they're buying it?
Well, people have a different reason for buying them. You know, a lot of people who used to live in New York want, you know, a memento of their city. You know, New York has appeal all around the world, so I think there's that allure. And, you know, and our garbage is actually, you know, kind of we're famous for it. It's a living part of the city, and every piece of trash has a story behind it. So I think there's a little bit of that romanticism to it. And I also do limited edition garbage, so people can collect trash from different events. So I did the Yankees victory parade down the Canyon of Heroes. I've done New Year's Eve in Times Square. So, you know, people also want a memento from specific times and events.
I think it'd be more authentic if you put holes in it, let some of those aromas out.
The essence of garbage, yeah. I think that would, you know, I don't know if people would appreciate that quite as much.
Well, congrats on the big anniversary, and thanks for coming on with us. Where can the people buy their own box of garbage?
Yeah, they can go to nycgarbage.com.